Medicare slashes prices for 15 prescription drugs. Medicare officials announced on November 25 the negotiated prices for 15 of the program's most expensive drugs, anticipating a 36% decrease in costs that could shave $12 billion annually in net prescription expenses beginning in 2027. Annual price negotiations, started under the Biden administration's 2022 Inflation Reduction Act, allow the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services to bargain directly with pharmaceutical companies, which have been prohibited under the law. This year's reductions include Novo Nordisk semaglutide, marketed as Ozempic for diabetes and Wegovy for weight loss, which drops to $274 monthly. That's lower than the recent net price of $428 per month for Ozempic, according to a CMS fact sheet, and much less expensive than the $959 list price before rebates. President Trump directed us to stop at nothing to lower healthcare costs for the American people, Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said in a statement. As we work to make America healthy again, we will use every tool at our disposal to deliver affordable healthcare to seniors. Negotiated savings range from 38 to 85%. They were going to go to the table and try and push on those prices, and that's what they did, William Padula, a University of Southern California professor of pharmaceutical and health economics, said. Biggest price drops include AstraZeneca's leukemia treatment Calquence, Boehringer Ingelheim's lung drug Ofev, and Pfizer's breast cancer medication Ibrance, each decreased by more than $4,000 annually from expected net prices. GSK's Trelegy Ellipta for asthma and COPD decreased to $175 from $654, and AbbVie's Linzess for irritable bowel syndrome dropped to $136 from $539. Last year's negotiations for 10 drugs resulted in 22% savings. They are getting more efficient with their methodology, though this year's batch of products had more wiggle room in terms of price, Padula said. The drugs treat asthma, cancer, and diabetes, and accounted for $41 billion in Medicare Part D costs from November 2023 to October 2024. The industry has criticized the practice of yearly price negotiations. Whether it is the IRA or MFN, government price setting for medicines is the wrong policy for America, Alex Shriver, a PHRMA spokesperson, said. Medicare serves more than 67 million elderly and disabled Americans, and this development could influence broader markets. These prices are going to come down below the existing net prices. There will be some real savings, Sean Sullivan, a University of Washington pharmacy professor, said. All of the other payers can see them. What is going to stop them from asking manufacturers for that same price? U.S. prices still outpace the rest of the world. After last year's negotiations, Pfizer Bristol Myers Squibb's blood thinner Eliquis and Amgen's arthritis drug Enbrel remained at prices more than double, sometimes five times, those in other wealthy nations. The IRA mandates take into account manufacturer data and alternatives, but do not include global rates. President Donald Trump has called for most favored nation pricing, defining it as matching the lowest rates among OECD nations with a GDP per capita at least 60% of the United States. In May, Trump signed an MFN executive order that could lead to cuts of up to 80%. In October, a federal appeals court unanimously rejected Novo Nordisk's First Amendment challenge to the IRA, aligning with rulings against Novartis and Bristol Myers Squibb. Congress, in the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, delayed or excluded more than 300 drugs. Negotiations for 15 more drugs, including hospital-administered ones, begin in February. Reuters contributed to this report.